When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Darren, how's it been so far playing with Daniel? What's your impression of it?
I've been very impressed with Daniel. Arm talent, intelligence, funny guy. He's got a lot of personality that you really get to see once you get to know him some more. So it's been fun, man. Getting extra throwing sessions in, working out in the weight room, just a lot of jokes, having lunches together. You know, a lot of guys are, you can tell guys are really close around here, and he kind of leads that energy.
Darren, what are your thoughts about this offense? What do you like most about it?
I love the most about it. It's a challenge. It requires you to know everything that's going on in the field, not just, you know, have yourself fixed in one spot. Like, you need to know the whole picture of the offense, why the quarterback's looking in a certain direction, why you need to be in a certain window at a certain time. And, you know, it forces you to move fast and think fast. And I love challenges, so that's what I feel like I love the most about it.
Do you look at yourself as a tight end, or do you look at yourself as a dominant pass catcher?
I would just say just a football player, you know, like whatever is required of me, I'm willing to do. Whether it's, you know, more blocking on a certain day, more dirty work on a certain day, catching more passes on a certain day. I don't try to put myself in the box anyway.
How do you view this season for yourself after what you've been through the last couple of years in terms of not being on the field as much as you want? How do you view this year?
I've used this season as just an opportunity to get back to having fun and just starting with being available for my teammates each and every week. You know, that's something I haven't been able to do the last couple of years, and I'm fully aware of that and doing everything in my control to be able to be out there and be accountable, be reliable by just being out there every day. So I'm excited about that challenge. I've done it before, and I'm ready to do it again.
And what's different here than where you were before? What feels different? What is different in your mind?
It's different from team to team. I'm on my third now, so there's different cultures everywhere you go, different types of energy. This is a really light place, really fun place, really empowering place in a way where, you know, you can just be yourself in all ways. As long as you're not putting the team at risk by getting a flag or things like that, you can really let your personality show, and that's what I love about being here. It's just been fun, and it's also been challenging. Guys holding me to a high standard since I got in here, and I try to reciprocate that.
Do you find that they give you like a little bigger piece of ownership, if you will, in the system, like through your contributions, your suggestions and stuff?
They value our opinions here. And, as a player, I feel like a lot of places I've gone, it's, you know, you're told to do things a certain way and you do those things. And but here it's like they ask a lot of questions. They want to know what you're thinking, why, what do you like to do more? And so to offer input is a really cool thing. Because, you know, coaches and players got to be in partnership. We're all together and shouldn't be clashing with each other. We're all going the same direction.
You mentioned being with the new teams before. This time of year, when you're with a new team, what are the priorities for you?
Priorities for me is just putting time in learning the system, putting time in building relationships with guys. You know, because that's the thing that's really the foundation for where you're trying to go. Things only stack on top of that. And I feel like you only go as far as your knowledge, because if you don't know that, you can't play fast and you can't respond to what a defense is trying to do. And if you don't have relationships with guys, then adversity is going to hit during the season, and sometimes guys may start pointing fingers or blaming, and you can't have that. You guys got to stick together.
Hey, Darren, what have you learned about Daniel Jones?
I learned he's a smart guy. He's funny. He's driven. He's one of the hardest workers as far as, like, you know, coming in early for preparation and staying after for recovery and doing what he needs to do, having a routine, having a plan. I feel like that sets the tone when you know, like, okay, this guy that's stepping in the huddle telling us what we need to do, where we need to go, he's really out here putting all the work in and then some. And he also wants you to have a good time while you do it. That's why I learned about him.
Funny how? How is he funny?
He just got jokes, man. He's got like a low key sense of humor. You know, he's a little more introverted guy, kind of like myself. You know, I'm like that too. So I feel like we have similar sense of humors.
Has he given you any advice about New York or New Jersey or how to handle it?
He's really just said embrace it. You know, it's not a lot of people get to say that they can play football in a market like this or in a city like this with people as passionate as his fan base is. So it's all about your perspective, whether you look at it as it's scary or you look at it as this is a really cool opportunity. So I view it as a great opportunity.
Have you gotten comfortable in wearing the blue and being here? I mean, I would imagine it's always a transition when you come to a new team.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. I was just saying the other day, I saw some pictures from practice and I was just like, I'm getting used to the blue, man, you know, because it's a new color, but it's cool, man. It's cool to have a new chapter and just to be able to be out here and play football. You know, it's a blessing to be able to continue to play this game I've been playing since I was like 4 years old, you know, so just try to keep it in that perspective.
You mentioned driven for Daniel Jones. Could you give me an example of him being driven? What? How you've observed that?
Setting up extra throwing sessions, making sure everybody knows what time, the location. You know, he's in the weight room, getting his body worked on, prep work, whether it be massages. The first time I met him, we were in Arizona. I came in the house, he was getting body work done. He was, getting his arm ready to throw the next day. So it's just like he's always got a plan. He's always working towards something, and that's what I respect about him.
What was that Arizona trip like?
It was a lot of fun, man. It was like 20-plus guys in a huge house, and it was just, you know, eating food, playing games, shooting on the court in the back, and going out and throwing and running early in the day. So it was just an opportunity to get an early head start on what we install here, getting to learn the system a little bit, but also the relationship building, which we feel like is most important. I know these guys value, and it's cool to see they put that in such a high regard.
When Daniel was talking about you, he said he's a deep thinker. I mean, do you just like to think about other things in football, or is that something you bring to football, or what?
Something I try to just bring to everything that I do. I don't hold myself to just football, but I know that when I'm here, this is my top priority when I'm here. I don't do other things in place of the time I need to put into this. And so, but yeah, I like to make sure that I'm meditating and putting a lot of thought into why I do certain things on the field, why I do certain things off the field, and making sure that, you know, I'm providing value in the fact that, you know, the Giants get somebody that's going to make their team better in whatever way they ask them to do. So that's why I try to make sure I'm on top of that.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination. Get in zone, AutoZone.